Justin Fluke back with you, joined now by Coach Gary Smith. The Hiawatha boys are 5-7 on the season, coming off the Thunder Classic last week. Got three games in against Marysville and Nemaha Central, which of course were opponents from earlier this season. Fall to Nemaha Central in a tight ball game, 49-45, but do bounce back to get a win and get to see a different opponent in St. Mary's Academy. In the final game of the tournament, falling to St. Mary's Academy 54-45 on Saturday. So three games, coach, just one different opponent, but what were kind of a couple, really all three games, I guess, were pretty tight for you over there in Seneca last week, right?
They were, and, you know, really all the opponents. Of course, obviously, we'd seen Marysville and seen Nemaha, and both of those games were really good games, and so was the Academy game. And, you know, it's not that we played bad in any of them. In fact, I'd say we played pretty good, but just didn't rebound the ball well enough in those games we didn't win, I guess. And we're going to have to figure that out a little bit.
I know when we talked last week, you know, you kind of hinted on the point that where there seemed to be this quarter or maybe just this 3 or 4 or 5 minute stretch in which, you know, was kind of resulting in the difference in each game, that let down period or for whatever part of the game that just weren't able to quite play at a high as level as you would hope or not be able to put the ball in the hole for those stretches. Was the consistency any better in that regard last week?
Well, yes, I would say it was. It's pretty much the only thing that you could really put your finger on is we just didn't rebound the ball well enough. And the first game against Marysville over there, the Rieger boy, Jake Rieger, turned his ankle, and he's one of our bigger kids. And so he wasn't able to play in the Nemaha game or the St. Mary's Academy game. And they, you know, both have some pretty good kids that are, you know, pretty good around the basket. And just didn't seem like we had enough to, you know, to get, you know, get our job done and, you know, blocking out, rebounding. And both those games we were out rebounded, you know, pretty good. And you're just not going to beat teams like that unless you can rebound better than what we did.
You have just one game this week, Tuesday night off. This is probably the last chance for you and the guys to have a few extra days. But Horton on Friday, I'm sure you're looking at being able to play well to kind of get back on track and use this game as a springboard before seeing all the Big Seven League teams a second time through?
Well, yes, we are. And like I said, really in the three games we played, I wouldn't say we played four. In fact, obviously, you know, if you play Marysville, you play Nemaha, and you know, we beat Marysville and had the chance, you know, with Nemaha, you know, to tie it right at the end. And, you know, you really can't ask for any more than that. So I was pleased with that. But, you know, like I said, those games we didn't, you know, get done, it was strictly because we just didn't rebound the ball well enough. So we've been trying to work hard on getting better at that, a little better communication and, just seeing what we can do to improve ourselves there.
You bet. Turn around and face Nemaha a third time, but this one will be at home next week on Tuesday. And as mentioned, Horton, the game for the Hiawatha boys only this Friday night. So best of luck in these upcoming games, Coach, and we'll chat again next week.
All right. Well, thank you.
Gary Smith, head coach of the Red Hawks. The Hiawatha Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Carl's Body Shop and Ryan Meiniger and his team at State Farm in Hiawatha.